Shir is going to be discussing the meals on Erev Pesach Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos. We have the Sudas Shachris. We have the meal in the morning, which is our main Suda usually, and we have Shalosh Shudas that we have to deal with also. We're going to discuss the bread, matzah Ashira. There's many, many different sugyas here, and it's to organize it. It took a long time, and really just to make sure that we come out with a halakha l'maisa, it's not so pashit, as you're going to see. There are a lot of different sugyas here, whether it's eating, as we discussed a few weeks ago, Erev Yontif. We have to go into Yontif with Te'avon. We're also not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. We have to discuss the sugya of what matzah shir is, and is that an option to use matzah shira for our bread on Erev Yontif? Also, we have to discuss, for those that will be using bread, where to eat the bread, and we had different sugyas that we recently learned in the daf. The Gemara discusses making a bracha achrayin, or benching in the place where you wash. That's another sugya that we're going to have to touch upon. So what we'll do is, we're going to start with Hilchos Shabbos here. Erev, we're going to go backwards a little bit, because I think, thinking about this for many hours and working on this, if we start with the Shalosh Shudas, we then go back to Suda Shachris, and then we can talk about the Matzah Ashira. The first sugya we already talked about, and we discussed it, and we will just quickly review it, in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Tzadik Aleph. Zmana Mishagia. When is the Zman of eating Shalosh Shudas? Mishagia Zman Mincha. From Mincha on. Dehainu Mishay Shaisu Mechza Lamala. That's Mincha. That's the Zman of Shalosh Shudas. And Asa Kaidim Lachain. And if you eat Shalosh Shudas before 6.5 hours, which is a half hour after Chatzos, Lekayim Mitzah Suda Shlishis. You're not Mekayim Mitzah Suda Shlishis. Lefi the Mechaber then, the schedule, which maybe you will remember from, I don't even remember how many years ago it was, but you'll remember that if you're, in order to eat Shalosh Shudas, and that's on our schedule, we're going to get a very early davening at 7 o'clock, you finish davening about 8:45, and then you're going to have two meals before Chatzos. One of them will be the Suda Shachris, and the other one will be Shalosh Shudas, but according to the Mechaber, you're not gaining anything because you're not Yoytze Shalosh Shudas. The Mishabura seems to go with that Mahalach too, because he says let's say you start eating before Chatzos and you continue after Chatzos, you're Yoytze, as long as you had bread in the afternoon. So you can have a meal which is not your Suda Shachris. You're having your Shalosh Shudas that you could start, let's say Chatzos is 1:30, so you would start at 1 o'clock and then you can continue on later on into the afternoon. But as we shall see, that's not going to help us out this year, especially if we're trying to chaperayin the bread, and you need to eat bread after Chatzos. According to the Mechaber, bread has to be eaten after Chatzos. Not possible this year. The Magen Avraham brings down, and as you'll see, why it's so conflicting, the halachas in one place to another place. What about splitting up the meal, which is what is on our schedule? So we'll just split up the meal, leaving you out again before Chatzos. Is that an option to wash again for Shalosh Shudas? It doesn't help us much unless we're going to hold it not like the Mechaber again, that you're allowed to make Shalosh Shudas before Chatzos. But the Magen Avraham brings that idea down regarding a regular Erev Shabbos, a regular Shabbos leading into a Yontif, that might be an option. However, as you can see, he says Yeshayimim, and the Mishnah Brura in Reish Tzadik Aleph says no way. There's no way you should be splitting up your meal. And before that, we have to learn the halacha that there is a Ramah, number 4, and the Ramah says that you should be eating Shalosh Shudas after you daven Mincha. Let's read it quickly. So the lechatilas is to daven Mincha first, which once again, for us, it's not possible if we're going to be using bread. If you did it before you daven mincha, you're yoytze. The Mishnah Brura in number 5 talks about our scenario, but not Erev Pesach. You can't eat the Suda Shlishis as you would normally do, because you're not allowed to eat a meal later on in the day, which we already discussed a few weeks ago. At least eat a kebeah later on in the afternoon. But it doesn't work for Erev Pesach. You cannot eat a kebeya of bread. We're always talking about bread. Let's keep that in mind. And he says, don't split up your meal in the morning. Because it's a bracha sheni tzricha. How do you have a right to split up your meal? So the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a regular Erev Yontif, which is Shabbos. What's the solution? Mishnah Berurah says, wash in the afternoon. Have just the size of a kebeya. What about splitting up your meal in the morning? No, don't split up your meal in the morning, because then it's bracha sheni tzricha. You're washing again, and you're benching again. Don't do that. And in number six, he brings down the Magen Avraham. He says, no, I didn't even quote it in the Mishnah Berurah, because don't split up your meal. So, basically, let's just take this halacha. It really doesn't help us. Whatever the solutions are on a regular Yom Shabbos leading into Yom, it doesn't help us this year, because we cannot eat bread in the afternoon. So you don't have the Mishnah Berurah's eight, so just have a kebetza. Splitting up the meal in the morning, Mishnah Berurah also says it's a bracha sheni tzricha. So that solution, which once again, the Mechaber says you can't eat shal shittes before chatzos. He says if you eat it before chatzos, you're not yet. He says like kaim into suda shlishes. So now, if everyone thinks along with me, what I
leaving aside the chatzos problem,
right?
You would wake up even earlier, then you wouldn't have to split up the meal.
You wouldn't have to
wake up even earlier, eat a meal at 7:30,
right? And then you take a 2-hour break.
Then the brachah
we get out of it. But we still have the problem of the mechaber. Mechaber says you're not yet to be shalshes for chatzais. Right. The answer, and the Mishnah Berurah will see it. That's why it's not stira. There's no other choice here. So what now let's do is let's go to the halachas and hilchos Pesach, where we maybe have the solution if you're allowed to eat matzah shira. Now matzah shira is egg matzah. Now there's egg matzahs with just eggs. There's egg matzahs with some water too. If you're we learned the sugim psachim now, we just learned the Gemara in Arve psachim, the beginning of Arve psachim, about eating matzah shira. Tisus brings out, we'll go through the sugi very quickly over here, but maybe that's an eitzah for us. If you're allowed to eat matzah shira, you can't use for the Seder anyway. I'm allowed, it's not chametz, we'll see according to most paiskim. So we have an eitzah. Eat shalosh shittes with matzah shira up until when? Until the Gemara we just learned in psachim. That up to the 10th hour. You can't eat it after that, but at least up to whatever that is, whatever time that is, let's say it's 4:30. So you can eat up to 3:30 matzah shira. So let's see the mechaber, and then we'll see if this is an option, although we'll see it's not an option. But let's just try to go through what we learned in the daf. Aser lecho pas misha asiris mal. You're not allowed to eat bread from misha asiris ulamal, kadei sheyecha matzah tiyavim. In order to eat matzah tiyavim. Now what's he talking about? He's talking about matzah shira, he's not talking about bread. So you're not allowed to eat from matzah kadesh. You have to have l'tayavon. Avaloichol mat peres. You're allowed to have fruit in the afternoon or your rakas of vegetables. And we discussed this a few weeks ago. Avaloy malak peresim. A whole day of peresim you want, you can have fruit. However, you cannot have bread. You cannot matzah shir. Says the Mishnah Berurah from the beginning of the fourth hour after chatzais hayoyim. And even if you started afilam hischol, you start after. You have to stop. The Mechaber goes into the other halachas we learned in the Gemara. What happens if you did start it before? You had your matzah shiva before. You started shal shittes 3:30. And now your meal continues. So yeah, you can continue your meal. And the Mishnah Berurah says in number 10, even if you had matzah shira, as we just said, even if you started as man enter, so then he goes into the whole sugya of paras mapa, which we're learning now in the daf, but it's not a geya toss because we're not going to be doing paras mapa. And the Mishnah and the Bir halacha says, he brings down the Bir, I'm sorry, the Bir Agra talks about when does priestess Mapa help? So we right now have an option here of maybe matzah shir for shalosh shittes. Wait till after chatzais. You really want to do the lechatchila? Make a minyan for mincha in the afternoon. Go back home. You have a few hours to go eat your shalosh shittes before shah asiris, and then you could do matzah shira. And then you did in the morning. You don't have to wake up early. Have your meal. You could. You have to wake up a little because if you want your first meal. Okay, let me go back a step. We could use matzah shira for the morning meal, as Ramesh will say, and you could have it for shalosh shittes. You don't have to wake up early. Go ahead and daven regular time. Come home, use matzah shira, wash a matzah shira, and then in the afternoon you could have shalosh shittes again with matzah shira. Seems not to be such a big deal. However, let's see what the Mechaber says about this and the Rama and the Mishnah Berurah, and it gets very, very complicated. So we'll go through the sugya, and then I'll tell you. We'll try to come up with a halacha lemaisa which we can all do lechatchila. Again, we'll see the lechatchila, and then we'll go through the b'dieved. So there's a mechaber about it. Tof mem dalin. This mechaber is a mechaber that this simen is nageya to this year. Yadal shechol yois b'Shabbos. Sif Aleph in Tav Mem Dal, number 12. Yudal Shabbos b'Shabbos. We're going to do Bedikas Chametz Thursday night. I'll tell the Olim that we'll go through what how to do it. It's confusing this year when to say the Kol Chamiros. So we'll go through it. But let's just stick to this for right now. Learn the Mechaber. So we're doing Bedikas Chametz Thursday night. Mavar and a Kol. You have to get rid of everything before Shabbos. So you're not allowed to keep around Chametz. Umishayirin Mazin Shesudit. You keep over a meal, two meals with Tzayr Shabbos. And Mechaber Hid brings in, what about, what do you mean? What do I need? What about Sudah Shlishis? Now, Sudah Shlishis, I don't have to leave over, because I'm not, I can't, even that the Mechaber holds, you need to use, when is Shal Shudah after Chatzos, I'm not leaving Chametz anymore, so I don't have to leave over for Shal Shudah, because whatever I'm going to be using for Shal Shudah, can't be Chametz anyway, because he holds he can't make Shal Shudah early. Says the Mechaber, so what do you do? Sudah Shlishis was his man Achamin. Then he just said, I can't use Matzah and I can't use Chametz. What am I allowed to use? Matzah Shira? Okay, but Matzah Shira needs to be done. Kaidim Shah Siris. So the Mechaber does hold that's an Eitzah. Use Matzah Shiris for Shalash Shudis. Says the Ramah, no, now he throws a curveball here. He says, no, Medina's Elu, in our Medina's, we don't eat Matzah Shira. And we'll see why. Kiddul Kaman, like he writes in Telfzah Mechbeis. Oh, if you can't use Matzah Shira, I can't make Shal Shudis with Matzah Shira. Now, why can't you use Matzah Shira? We just learned in the Gemara, that's what it seems that there's no problem with Matzah Shira. It's not Chametz, because Mei Peres Ein Machmitzin, it doesn't become Chametz. And you could wash on it, it has halacha of bread, you're benching on it, why can't you do it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, this Matzah Shira, as we go weiter in the Sugyas, and we're going to see Machlekes Rashi and Taisus soon, but it's just fruit juice, that's it, no water in it at all. You would have to make sure that the company that's making it doesn't also add water to it. But it would be straight mei peres levad, eggs, straight mei peres, nothing else besides eggs. Says the Mishnah Berurah that would be mei peres levad. What should you do for Shalash Shudis? He also goes, you're going to have to use fruits. He doesn't yet explain to us what's wrong with this Matzah Shira. Why can't you use Matzah Shira? But let's just see the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah because this is what you really. This is from the way the Mishnah Berurah writes it. Again, I was in Daik's words. You see what his lechatchila is, and definitely this would seem to be what the lechatchila is remembering that we cannot use matzah shir for some reason, which we have to discuss. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this: in Siman Reish Sadegah, we learned that if you don't have bread, you need bread for shalosh shudis or not. But lezeh amar, put it in bold. The b'shas hatchak. Kizeh, we're in a shas atchak. It's a shas. We have no. What are we doing for shal shudis? We don't know what to do. Yachol lismaych alam akilin. So you could rely on those. And those that are makel say, the yaisa to eat fish and meat, so we'll have fruit. Your shal shudis will consist of fruit, meat, peiris, you could have chicken, buhu adin. Then he goes into about using knedloch, which is going to go into gebrot, so we'll keep that aside also. But that, of course, once it's going to have flour in it, or matzah meal, oh, now it's bread. Kaidim Shal Asiris again. We're back to, you can't do that. Your Shal Shudis can't be later on in the day. So now, the Heicha says the Mishnah Berurah, Yimekayim with fruits of basar. Oh, then you could do it a whole afternoon. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling you that you want to be Yitzah Shal Shudis, you don't have to get up too early, because I don't have to split up my meal in the morning. Just go and just have fruits. You'll eat some fruits, you'll have some fruit platter, or you'll have some fish. You'll have your gefilte fish. You could have some salmon. You'll have your fish in the afternoon. Then he writes, you have to make sure you don't fill up because you have to have a teyavon. You have to come home to the seder. Although by the time you're going to be eating the seder this year, it's going to be pretty late. I'm sure most of you will have an appetite, but don't fill up too much. Then he brings down the achrayim, vayim achrayim shekasu. The type gamkein, that's the very important word. Sheyachlik, you should also split up your morning meal with bread. Why? What do you mean? Mechaber said, how are you going to do that? You're splitting up your shachris meal, and you're having bread. Don't forget, we have a zman of achilas chametz, you can't eat chametz. He's not talking about matzah shira here, because we just said you can't eat matzah shira for whatever reason. He's telling you, you should also go ahead in the morning and split your meal up, the Yeshayimim, because there are those that say Yaitse Sudas Gimel. And that's what the Bir Gra says. They do that also. You have to make sure. Now, what do you mean? It's a Brach Hashem Etzrich. He just told me don't split up your meal. And Hilchas Shabbos, He told us, you know how to split up your meal. But now he tells you, okay, if you have, make sure you have enough time. Make a, be mafsik, like Avrami said, take a break. A couple hours. See, you need a break. It shouldn't be a bracha shen etzicha. So here the Mishnah Berurah is going to be masking that you should do this. So again, according, and this is what halach, it seems this is what we should do. So you're going to wake up early. You'll daven 7 o'clock in the morning, finish 8:45. You'll have your meal right away. You'll finish, let's say, your meal. We'll see how to do it according to Rabbi Yashiv. Your first meal is going to be not so much food because you have to have an appetite for your second meal. So the first meal you'll have maybe a fish, and then the second meal you'll have your challenge, but you need a break. So you'll take a walk around the block. You'll take a 45-minute, you'll go learn something, and then you'll have your other meal. However, we said that that's not the lechatchila, because the mechaber holds you can't eat challah shudis before chatzoy. So again, in the afternoon, you're going to have your fruits, and you're going to have your meat, and you can have your chicken. You can have any food besides for bread. And that seems to be what you should do.
Third meal?
I'm sorry?
Third meal?
Yeah, you're having an extra meal this year, because according to mechaber, and I yet to eat challah shudis yet in the morning. So again, what this is what we should do. You're going to wake up early, you'll daven Shachris, finish Shachris, you'll have your meal. I'll read you right now. Let's read the next thing over here. Let me show you what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach did. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you have to see the bottom why he changed in his later years. But in the Tezvah of his Halicha Shlomo, he says like this, B'shanim she'espal Rabbeinu b'Shabbos, we daven v'sikin, which we'll be doing. B'hoyse shayis, we're not daven v'sikin, because that would be very early. But v'hoyse shayis, m'sapek es b'yadai. So you had a lot of time. So Nag Lechel, he had two sudais, gemurais, two regular meals. Kaidim saves man achilas chametz. Again, he needs to finish before achilas chametz. Although you really, the second meal, you already ate your chametz, you could have the rest of the meal after this man. Ubishanam amucheres, he didn't daven so early. I don't know. If you look at the bottom, it wasn't that he didn't daven to seek him. I'm not sure what he tries to explain what these words mean. But either way, Nag Lechel Sudachas Gemurah Kaidim Saif Azman. So if Shlomo Zalman had one regular meal before his man, and Salah Shudis, he ate the fruits like the Acher Chatzais. But like Chilek Sudas HaBaikusha, he didn't split it up. Now, why didn't he split up? Because the Mishnah Berurah says you need a couple hours. So for whatever reason, Shlomo Zalman always davened, but if you look at the bottom, he says he davened Vesikin anyway. So I don't know exactly what happened in the later years. But what we do see from over here is that originally he did split up the meal because he had enough time to split up the meal. Later on, for whatever reason, there wasn't enough time to split up the meal. All right, you don't have enough time to split up the meal, so now rely on the fruits. In Rabbi Yashiv wrote one of these kibitzes, so I have it over here, and the way I have to do it is I have to take my phone and take a picture. I don't have this on the computer. I don't have an Aitzah Chachm either. So I have to take a picture of it, and then I sent it to my email, and then this is why it looks like this. And then I was able to copy and paste it from one program to another program. But this is that's why you don't see where the sefer is. But it is in the Kaivitz, one of these question and answers to Rabbi Yashiv, and he says like this, Haderach ha-nechayno, l'kayim mitzvah gimel sudas b'shabazu. Split this meal in the morning, so Rabbi Yashiv says to do that too. Wait a half an hour, so you see how much time, bein sudu l'sudu. But you should be smart. Don't fill up by the first meal. And then, what's interesting is, he says he wants to be mamish, like we said, he wants to be yitzol shitas. After chatzos, I guess Rabbi Yasha with no problem, again, gebrochs er Pesach, he seemed to have no problem with it. After chatzos, yoichol mezoino is kenei kneibloch. And then you have yisuda shlishis, achar mincha. So you have yisuda shlishis with the kneibloch after mincha, but don't forget, it has to be before fourth hour, because the Mishnah Berurah said, you're not allowed to have Knedluch after Shasiris, like we had in the Gemara. So you see that Rabbi Yashiv did, he tried to do all the Shitas, exactly what we said. Mishnah Berurah, in the parentheses there, with eating the Knedluch after Chatzais. After Chatzais, but before Kaidam Asiris. That's what he did. We will, for those of you that don't do that, so you'll have the fruits. You'll have, you don't have Knedluch, I'm sure. If you're not eating the brooks, you're not having Knedluch anywhere around in your house. So what you'll be doing is, you'll be eating you'll be eating fruits. Okay, but what happened to our matzah shira eitzah over here? No, why is everyone ignoring that eitzah over here? What happened to that eitzah? Why the Rabbi Yashiv doesn't say it, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman doesn't give that eitzah? What's wrong with this matzah shira? So the Mishnah Berurah did mention that we do not eat matzah shira, but why not? So we are going to now go through the sugya of matzah shira. We'll see if there is some eitzah for that or not. What? Who? Rama, I know. So let's go see where the Rama actually wrote about this and see why. So we're going to go through the sugyas that we learned in Pesachim earlier on in Pesachim very briefly, and then we'll come up with hopefully a good conclusion over here. Kaidim Strasiris, let's go back to the sugya that we just learned in Mesechta Sabri Pesachim, the beginning of the parrot. Chaber says, you're allowed to eat Strasiris, Mutalach Matashir. Avol, Matashir, and Babalayla, if it's a matzah, you can use a night. You're not allowed to eat it on the 14th. We have different minhagim eating matzahs. Some of us Purim, most of us Rosh Chodesh. That's what I hold, Rosh Chodesh. And then you could even be Mekel, according to others, in Makom Avitz Tzairuch, up until Erev Pesach. But Erev Pesach, whatever you eat matzah, you can be Yotze at night. You can't be Yotze during the day. Now, they did ask, there's a big argument in Halach, it's a good Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. What about if it's matzah, which has chum, it's like the boxes of matzah that we have in Shalosh Shudah, used for Passover. Are you allowed to use those because you can't use it at night? In other words, is the reason of Litei Avon, or because of some other reason that it's matzah that you're going to be Yotze at night, you should not be using during the day? Rabbi Eliashiv is very, very against it, unless there's no choice, to use that svara. So, la halacha, anything that's same, basically the same taste, what you would eat at night, you're not allowed to eat it on the 14th. Matzah shira is definitely not Yotze at night, and it doesn't taste like matzah. So there's no Isser Erev Pesach in Matzah Shira because it's not matzah. It tastes totally different. We don't have the problem with Te'avon, and we don't have the problem that you could be Yotze at night. You can't be Yotze at night. What is Matzah Shira? Now Rashi here, and this is the reason for the Chumrah. When you learn the Gemara, Rashi asks the Gemara, it's a Sira. We learned the Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, May Peres Eimach Mitzin. Oh, does it become Chametz? So I'm allowed to have Matzah Shira and Erev Pesach after the Zman. Because it doesn't become chametz anyway. Why can't I use it for the Seder? Because it's cool. It's not lechem leini. It doesn't taste like poor man's bread. So I can use it for the Seder. But it does, and it doesn't come. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says, number 17. Eim lashon asisa. Rashi has a kasha. Sestira. The Gemara says, don't knead a dough with yayin, shemen, and dvash. Frek Rashi, what do you mean? We learned it 2 blad ago. Peres eimach mitzin. And for Rashi, no. When does it say May Peres and Mitzvah? You don't get Karis because it's not Chametz Gamur, but it is going to become Chametz. Oh, it's Chametz, so you're not allowed to eat Matzah. So that means, according to Rashi, straight Matzah Shir, meaning no Mayim, no water is mixed in. It's not real Chametz, it's Chametz Nuksha, and therefore, it becomes Chametz even quicker. Basically, Memar in Lahachmet happens very fast. It's impossible to watch it. Be careful with it. So with Fishitas Rashi, you understand why you can't use Matzah Shira. Because Matzah Shira is egg matzah. Rashi is telling you that is not real chametz, but it's still chametz. Taisis in the Gemara learns, no, how could you say that? Taisis, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that Ein Machmitza means it's not chametz at all. Oh, we have a Stira in the Gemara. The Gemara says, do not knead your dough with yayin, shemen, and dvash. How do you answer that Gemara? I may peris ei machmitzin. So if you look at number 18, Taisvis says that's where it's just may peris on its own. May peris with mayim, water, and may peris does become chametz, and that's the Gemara ein lashon. The Fishitas Taisvis, look at number 19, Rabbeinu Tam. What did he do on Erev Pesach? Rabbeinu Tam, nog heter bedover, he ate Erev Pesach after the Zman Isuroi. He ate matzah shira, and that's what he used for whether it was the Suda Rishayna, Suda Shnia, if it would have been an Erev Shabbat, if it was an Erev Yontif, Shabbos Erev Yontif. And then he explains what we just said. You're not eating matzah Erev Yontif, you could eat this matzah because you can't be Yotze with the Seder. So we have Machlekes, Rashi and Taisis over there. Is matzah shira an Eitz or not? How do we pass in Lalach? Let's see the Mechaber. Zok the Mechaber in number 20, Nei Peres B'loi Mayim, Ei Machmitz in Klal, Shitas Revein in Tam. Great, no problem. We have matzah shir. We don't like Rashi. Umutter lechel bepesach matzah shenush bepeiris. Afilu shatzah kol ayoyin. Okay, you can't use it for the seder because you need lechem ayin. Then Siv Beis says again, like Rabbeinu Tam, may peiris imayim. That's much worse. So if you want to use matzah shir, you would have to have a good hashgacha, making sure that whatever they're using, there's no additional water. Many of our may peiris drinks have water added to them. That would be a problem. It would have to be just egg, totally egg matzahs with a good hashgacha. Okay, but what's the halacha? So now 21. Let's see the Rama. Says the Rama, may beitim mashkim kulon hein bechlal may peiris. They're all may peiris. Doesn't make a difference what you're using, although the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Shortly we'll see. Uvendina Seilu, says the Rambam. No, ain't I can lavish mei peiros. Do not use mei peiros. But if you licked off, even just to cut, just to make the just to, on the top of the matzah, ain't I just to cover with mei peiros. We do with our challah. We use eggs. No, you can't. The English nice and loy b'shas hadchak. Okay, shas hadchak. So archayel is zalkin atzeros. So shas hadchak, we can hold like shitas rabbeinu tam. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you what sheet this is, but now I explain it to you. So number 22, the Mishnah Berurah explains, what's our meaning? We're chayshish for those paiskin, which is Rashi, the meperis, but l'chudai is also memachmitin, and it becomes chametz very quickly, and we're also afraid that maybe there's water mixed in. So la'alacha l'maisa, the Ramah, the Sfaradim, they have no problem. But we have the Ramah, and the Ramah tells us you can't use matzah shir. You understand now why matzah shir is not a solution for shalosh shudis in the afternoon. Because it comes chametz. Now, what my only question to the Olam is, yeah, but what about using it for the morning meal? Why can't they? Why didn't anybody give us that etzah of using till after zmani surai? We see now you can't use it because it's memar and lahachmet. But why can't I use matzah shira for the morning meal? Your wife doesn't want any bread in the house, and I understand she's afraid of the crumbs. So let's go get matzah shira. It's only a chumrah anyway, because and we're not even if you kept this around and you didn't sell it. It's not chametz. According to Shita, you're not eating it. You're not even bal yiran, bal yimatza over here. It's chametz nuksha anyway. So the worst is it's chametz nuksha. So what are we now, why aren't we using that as an etzah to use our matzah shir in the morning? Especially, it's not a problem with eating it at night. We said it's lachamayni. So Rav Moshe, someone asked Rav Moshe this question. The way he starts off the tshuva, you could see, I didn't write the whole tshuva, but you could see in number 23, for those that don't want to use chametz, because they don't want chametz in their house, because they're afraid of chametz in their house. So he says, yeah, but look what he writes. Yikaimu mitzvah shtei asudais, yikaimu the two sudais, the matzah shira, with matzah shira. His first half of the tshuva is, are you allowed to wash a matzah shira? But assuming that, and he goes into explaining, you're allowed to, it's considered bread, it's matzah, you're using it for the meal. He goes through the sugi if you can wash a matzah shir not. But la halacha, all the pesukim seem to agree with that. If you're using it as your kviya suda, it's not any worse than pasabah b'kisnin. Like the mechaber's case, crackers, you're eating it as a meal, you wash on it. Even though a matzah itself, you could ask us, why do we have a right to make hamaitzi matzah throughout the year? We do make hamaitzi matzah the whole year, especially if you're using it for the meal. Then Rav Moshe goes into explaining, oh, but there's a Rambam, and the Rambam says, he makes a chilek between what's meperis, leaving out the Rambam, because I don't want to just throw in more sheetis at you, but we don't hold, he clearly holds we don't hold the Rambam, we hold meperis is everything. Eggs is also included in meperis. Look how he ends off. I just want to show you, because at the beginning it's mashma, this is for those that want, I don't know, is this a lechatchila? The matzah shir al-chein, pashut, shetoy, this is what you should do. Have both meals, matzah shira. Again, it has to be, even though it's Mebeitzim and the Rambam doesn't hold that that's called Meperis, but we don't hold like the Rambam. Avalecho, you have to make sure, like we just said, Rak Adzman, Sherishayin Lachol Chametz. You can't eat Matzah Shir after this man. Sheinaych, the Matzah Shir, Pesach, the Gamle, Ber Pesach, Akazman, Heter Achilos Chametz, because of the Ramah. We always have the Ramah. So, Lefira Maisha, yes, you're going to be splitting up your meal. You're going to be doing it both meals on Matzah Shira, if you want to do that. So, you have another Eitzah now. So you'll be using the matzah shira first meal, second meal. Make believe your matzah shira is chametz. That's all you have to do. What do I gain? I gain is I don't have bread in my house. But you have to remember that it's a chametz problem. So I'm not allowed to have this matzah shira after this man of chametz. So I would be able to have my matzah shira in the morning, wash, take a break, wash again.
You need to use the Pesach of matzah shira, so you know it's only meperis.
And you have to, right, so you're going to have to use the, you're going to have, well, it depends. I don't want to go through the Mishnah Berurah, but it depends how they make the matzah shira. Maybe I did write it over. No, because it would depend how much other liquid it, even if it's chametz, it's not a problem now. Because we're allowed to eat the chametz before. Problem is that if it's going to be, if you're going to, if what? Right, you mean that's what? Okay, you could, right. I mean, why are you keeping it anyway? Yeah, then you have the same problem. Very good. I mean, that's what you mean. Yeah, you have the same problem. If it's not real matzah shira, then you have the same problem, and you might have a worse problem, because it's real chametz. You might even have, I shouldn't say it's real chametz, but it was memar lahachmetz. It's definitely chametz. So therefore, you see over there, the eitzes that are given you is very simple. Either you could just have bread, and we're going to see where you can eat it. You're not eating it in your house because you don't want crumbs in your house. So you're going to be eating, and that's what we're going to discuss for the next few minutes. You'll eat it on your porch, your backyard, but now we're entering into other questions that we learned in the daf now of where you are going to bench. You're going to bench outside? Are you going to bench inside your house? But you didn't eat bread where you're benching. So we're going to see that very quickly now here too. Interesting to note, in Nissan Karel it says, the people that have problems with their braces and retainers, so normally you tell them don't eat a few days before, don't eat bread and don't eat chametz, and then you have no, then and that don't want nothing to worry about. But if they're going to have to eat, what are they eating at Shabbos meal? So if they're using the matzah shira, it's wonderful. So that's why he says, I don't know what, it's interesting. If you look at the Shas of Chakog, Mishesh like Tabas, Bishinayim, Mustimas, you have cavities and you have rings, you have crowns, and you're afraid the matzah is getting stuck, or bread's getting stuck. After Hakol Lachol Matzah Shira, he could rely on the Matzah Shira, like we just said, Shasat Chak. So they can use Matzah Shira even afterwards. I'm not sure how much, you know, what, but he's calling that Shasat Chak. Just make sure it doesn't look like kosher matzah, because you're not allowed to eat matzah at the night. You have another problem. Don't forget, Shasat Chak, you can eat Matzah Shira whole day. We hold like Shitas Taisis. We don't hold like Rashi. Achin Le'elu Shiesham Shnayim Taitis Ein Etzarach. Okay, they Eliyagilam Bi'ay Mashishi. They have to do a gal on their retainers on Friday, and then anyway they'll have some solutions over here with the Shabbos itself, what to do. But they do write that they, if you think about it, you could really eat shmura matzah for the Friday night meal if you need to. In other words, the Friday night you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. We go back to Rosh Chodesh. That Meikar Adim. The Gemara says only erev Pesach. So if someone really needs to eat and doesn't want to have bread, so let's say he doesn't have enough, he didn't do this matzah shira, you could have matzah shira Friday night too. But what happens if you didn't have matzah shira? Friday night, you could use regular matzah if you need to. Because Erev Pesach is a chumrah, we don't need it. But if you have no other choice, for Shabbos, you'd be allowed to eat matzah the previous night. Now, the question that many of the Achrayim discuss over here, we'll just briefly talk about is, can you use matzah for Lecha Mishnah? In other words, you have your matzah, you set aside enough for the day, so you have your two rolls, right? You don't want extra rolls, you set aside two rolls. Now you're coming to Shalosh Shudis, you only have one roll left. So the first roll you used for the first meal. Now I'm up, so where's my Lecha Mishnah? I need Lecha Mishnah. So can you take out a matzah for the Seder and use that for your Lecha Mishnah?
Is that any different than the rest of Rosh Chodesh? What's the
next shot? Well, you're allowed to eat, really. It's only a minute. Yeah. Like I said, the Shasat Chak, everybody's makel anyway. So you don't have a problem. But here, now we're talking about Erev Pesach. Now we have the halacha of Erev Pesach, where it's halacha. Can you use the matzah for... you're not allowed to eat it. So are you allowed to do it or not?
These are frozen.
Yeah, but you don't have challah. You got really challah.
Regular
Shabbos, you could. Yeah, regular Shabbos, you use frozen challah. Here, you have nothing else to use. So Rav Shamazal, he goes back and forth. There's a prima garden that no, but in Halicha Shleim he says matzah mistarefas achalas chametz alecha mishnah besudas haShabbos. You are allowed to use it. So that's what you're going to use. You're going to use the matzah now for lecha mishnah. You can do that. You'll do that. In the Chazon Ish, you want to see what the Chazon Ish did? As you can imagine, he went through all the chum. He's going to go take all the chumas over there. Rav Nissen Karel brings down how the Chazon Ish did, but he did use matzah. But when he used the matzah, he didn't. He just said he was. You could look at his lashon. Look, skip the next one over here because the next one is going to deal with where you're going to bench. Maran and Chazon Ish, Kasa, Rishim el Bnei Beisa, he wrote a letter to his family on Erev Pesach Chol Shabbos. It's interesting. I don't know if this was in his will. Shaladaktik Shalayisha Chametz, get rid of all Chametz, Ulevata Lishvil Zeh, and therefore it's better not to have Lecha Mishnah, because you shouldn't have any Chametz in your house. Rak, Litzarev, Matzah Bishvil Lechem, you could use it. Litzarev. And Nissen Krell says, what's this Lashon Litzarev? So he goes into saying, you're really not Mekayim Lecha Mishnah, but maybe it helps for Lecha Mishnah. You have time, you could read how he explains why the Chazon Ish did this, but the Chazon Ish also would use matzah. He didn't keep any extra chametz around. He used the matzah for lacha mishnah. So that's what we'll do. You can use when you're up to your shalish shudis meal. You don't have any other matzah. You have nothing left except that one roll or your matzah shira. So what are we going to do now? You're going to have to use, or you have another matzah shira.
Two rolls.
Yeah, what are you going to do with this? Oh, and just eat the rolls. Yeah. Very good. Right. Well, you just eat up everything. Right. You eat up all the rolls. That's what you'll do. Now, so we have a number of interesting questions over here. For those of us that will be using bread, I assume that most of us will do that. We're not eating in the house. So we're eating in our backyard or on the porch. There's halach of silik su'uda, which means that once your meal is over, once your bread is over, it's not, the rest of the meal is not connected to my bread. So I would have to make a bracha on that food. When you eat at a meal, everything's bottled to the pas. But if I'm eating outside and then I'm going inside, that's in halacha called, it's like we just learned the Gemara, you misalik the shulchan. You misalik the shulchan, your meal's over. Your meal's over, the bracha of amaiti on the bread does not work for all the foods. The bracha works for everything that's in front of me here. I'm sitting at my Shabbos table, I eat the bread, all the food comes out. But I have two different places here. I'm eating my bread outside, and then I'm eating my meal inside. Is that considered siluk suda or not? So now we didn't gain anything here. My whole share over here doesn't really help us out, because how are you eating your meal? You're anyway going to have to...
What if somebody sits by the table? Like Gemara said, somebody's saying, as long as someone's by the table, so...
Yeah, but you're all eating outside.
So one guy stays, why won't they take turns? So one put one person by the table, and then, you know, then they won't go...
No, but again, they're going in. Now we're going into our house. That works because you're coming back. You're coming back to your house. You leave one person at the table, and you're coming back to that one person at the table. Hey, you're not coming back. Everybody's going in. We're all going inside the house.
So, on Sukkot, we don't wash again if we go inside from outside.
On Sukkot?
If you wash again,
no, because you're eating the bread outside. Here I'm eating bread outside, I'm going inside.
It starts to rain and you have to go inside. You don't mean I'm washing again.
Oh, okay. So that's what we have to see about the marpesas. We'll see about that right now. Very good. We will see about that in a minute here. But the simple answer is that you can eat bread inside too, so you don't have a problem. I'll eat bread inside. And to answer Simcha's question, which we'll see, the way to answer your question is, okay, let's say it starts raining in the sukkah. When you go in the house, you eat bread. If you eat bread there, it becomes, we'll see right now, that becomes your mother. In order to answer this question, what? I mean, I have my bread?
Yeah,
so then am I benching outside right away and then going back in and just eating a regular meal, which has nothing to do with my actual meal? So then maybe the matzah shir is a better eitzah. Eat the matzah shir in your house. It's not really chametz anyway. Shasat chak, and now this way you have no problem at all. We'll see. That's what Nissen Krell seems to say anyway. Or we should just eat our whole meal outside. That's what you should do. According to he writes that. He says you should eat the whole meal. Again, for those that will be in Florida, they'll have nice weather. You can do that. If it's cold here, that might not be such an eitzah. But the Reb Nissen Krell, it says, v'hashtu de tesina lahachi. Who I did him. So, let's say you use pas, and now the zman of chametz comes. He holds it's not silik suda. Says a chiddush like this. Da'advar ma'boy machmas adu, the fish, even though it's not shayach shem tefel in lepas, because I'm not allowed to eat bread now. He has another problem. I'm not allowed to eat bread now. How can it be toppled to bread? I can't eat bread. Right now, this man iser comes. So, like I said to you before, you have the eitzah of starting your meal before zman isur, right? Just have your bread then. And then continue and have the rest of your meal. So your second meal, your shalash shudis meal, will start, let's say this man is 11 o'clock, start 10:45, I wash, finish, flush down the toilet, all my comments, we'll discuss how to do it. I want to continue my meal. Says Reb Nissen Krell, it's no. He says it's fine. And then he says it's considered one meal. The kivan shedvarim, it's tafel. Mikri suda achas, it's not silat yadim minasuda. Afshi yigia zman isura. Even if it's zman isra achilas chametz, he holds that it's not a problem. Okay, but that, what is it? That takes care of this man. What about my other problem? You're going from one place to another place over. That's very good. Telling me that even though I'm not letting bread now, but it's still a bread meal. He's taking care of that problem. But we still have a problem that we're going from one place to another. Very quickly, it's important to learn these halachas anyway, and you'll now know what to do on Erev Pesach. Mishachal b'makom echad, says the Mechaber, like this number 25. You're eating in one place, tzarech levarach kaidem shachmei. You have to bench. If you have to bench, we're stuck. It means if you're eating outside, you have to bench. Din yatzim im kaimai b'lai birech. And if you left, all right, now it depends. Were you a shaygeg or were you amazed? If you're amazed, you have to go back. If you're a shaygeg, you can eat where you are. Okay, now what are we? We have no choice. So the Mishnah Berurah does end, we're going to see the very important Mishnah Berurah over there. And it's very, again, it's confusing because there's room to room, and there's house to another house, there's outside your house, to your house, It's a lot of mekaymis over here. But la halacha lemaisa again. Let me just make sure. Number 25 clearly says you wash at home. You didn't bench, and now you end up in shul. You're here. You come for mincha. I didn't bench. Can you bench here in shul or not? If you were a shaygeg, according to the Shitas Harash, sorry, Lefitas Harambam, you could bench here. If you were amazing, you better go back home. But that's definitely not the lechatchila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, number 26, the Yachzil and Kaim Vivarach, you have to go back. Kasu Achrayim, the Chay Nachalim, you should go back. Unless there's a Shasat Chak, then you can rely on these Paiskim that say you don't have to go back. When it's a shaygeg. That's when it's a shaygeg. So, now we have a problem over. Let's see number 27. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. We're not going from house to house. I'm going from my yard into my house, my porch to my house. How do we look at that? Now, let's for right now
we
assume.
We have a
bread
that we're going to continue inside.
So now let's see, right. What does that help? You didn't eat bread inside. So that's what we have to see right now. So
the Mishnah Berurah.
What? Maybe you need a kazayas inside. Maybe you don't need a kazayas. Actually, you don't need a kazayas. I know. Your wife's going to let you bring inside true bread inside. I don't think so. So now, number 27. No, you made in Kiddush Makam Suda.
You made Kiddush on the porch?
Yeah. You do everything on the porch. So 27 says like this. Let's go to what David said in the bowl. Let's go straight. Let's say I had das b'shas hamayiti. Levorach b'cheder acher. Let's consider, we'll see, Rabbi Yashav holds it's not. But let's say that it's one room. My backyard into my house is one room. Efter d'yesh lahakal b'shas hatchak. I have no choice. Kigoyin, shemakam shachal ene nakaluba. It's not clean. Even if I don't see my original place, if I see it, then it's okay. So if you're eating outdoors and then you could see where you're going to be eating inside, that's great. If you can't, so it's a shasatcha, clearly, it says, I have das v'shas hamayiti, it's still a b'diavad. So that's what we're doing. I have das, we're going to be washing outside in my yard, having das to eat inside. It says in Mishmur, shasatcha. It says in Nissen Kral, this is shasatcha. He says that a year like this is a shasatcha. And although you're not allowed to do this, but he says you have no choice this year. This is what you should do. I mean, that's really his other aces. But he does consider that this Mishnah Berurah, Bizman Hazeh, is considered a Shas Hadchak. And then, we have another question over here is, at number 28, just to finish off the halacha, and we'll go through this very quickly. If you can eat bread in the second place, no problem. It doesn't help us. We're not eating bread in the second place. We're getting rid of the bread all outside. How much bread would you have to eat? That's number 29. Number 30, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that you have to have in mind when you're even according to this Eitzah of eating bread in the second place, is only when you washed and had in mind. So again, you can eat Yishal Shudis at home, go to Shul, complete Yishal Shudis, if when you washed, when you made Amaiti, I should say, you had in mind to eat bread in Shul too. That would be a Lechatchila. But if you don't do that, it doesn't help. So again, none of this helps for us this year because we're not eating bread in the second place. So, la halacha lemaisa, look at the Nissen Kratz Chut Hashani. You'll see the second, it says, Be'er Pesach Shirol Yez B'Shavish, Shiroi Tishi Amakim Naki, Pshita Chasat Chak, Ulefizeh, according to this, and Yesh Leiterach, if it's a big bother to go back to bench where you washed, really, go back to bench when you started the meal. That's what you should do. L'chadchila, you washed outside, go back to bench. Your meal's inside, go back to bench where you started. Or you're afraid, you don't want to go back because that's where your crumbs are. Okay, then you can bench inside. That's shasat chak. If it's not a tircho, go back to where you ate your bread. It's best to eat your whole meal outside. That's what he says in the next paragraph. Best to do it outside. So again, l'chadchila, go back to bench where you started. Don't bench inside, go back to bench. The l'chadchila shabbi l'chadchila, is that you eat your whole meal together. Now we have a bigger problem over here because this is all going to work if it's considered room to room, as we learned in the Mechaber. But if it's not room to room, now we have a bigger problem. Then it doesn't help. We just saw you can't go from one. You can't wash at home, eat your meal at home, and bench and shul unless you have bread over here. You can only do it mecheder lecheder. How do you look at your backyard and your house? Is that considered one room to another room? Or is that considered a house to a house? If it's a house to a house, it doesn't work. You have no choice, but you have to go bench outside. So on the bottom of the sheet over here, it's a big machlaikis between, and I put it down over here, Eilu Ha'eichlin, you could see in the first one in the black print over here, again, I have to take pictures of this, Elo Eichem Besuda Shabbazu Pas B'chatz. If you're eating bread outside and then you're eating inside, like David said, you don't have to bench before you enter the house. Continue meal there. Then go back, like lichat chilo. Go back to the bench where you started from. Okay, then he's back to Knedlich again. If you're eating Knedlich, and this is Rabbi Yashiv, by the way. Rabbi Yashiv says that if you're eating Knedlich, he holds you allowed to eat the Knedlich. So if you're eating the Knedlich inside, so then you can bench inside. Although this is against the Prima Gadim, I think. Leonidas Daiti, you see here, he doesn't hold the Prima Gadim because we said you have to eat bread. You see, Rabbi Yashiv holds you don't have to eat bread. You have your Knedlich inside, you can bench inside lichat chilo. That's what he says. Then he says, "Imachilas halacha v'chilas shasudo ayitachas got aykara got different rooms. Then you could bench anywhere in the second room, like Rav Yossi Karel had said, because that's considered a shas hadchak. Although normally you're not allowed to do that. And then on the bottom, you see the halachas about a porch. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg hold that a backyard to your house or a porch to your house is considered cheder lecheder. If it's cheder lecheder shas hadchak, you could bench." Where you finished your rest of your meal. But Rabbi Yashiv, if you look at the second column, Rabbi Yashiv says no, it's considered house to house. And then if it's considered house to house, then it doesn't help to do this. You can't go from even lechatchila, you have to eat bread in the second place. So the best thing.
Scene doesn't help.
What?
House to house scene doesn't
very,
help.
Okay, maybe it does. If you could see it, then maybe it does. Very good. That would get back into the Prima God. It goes into what we discussed about when you had Minyanim across the street. Right, is it the same side? Not the same side, right? Then it gets into the whole halacha of raya. When does raya help? But yeah, but I'm assuming then the raya would work. Even midbar. La halacha, the best thing is again, lechatchila bench where you started. Because that way you're safe according to everybody. You're going to wash outside, you'll eat your meal inside, go back to bench outside. If you can't go back to bench outside, so then you can bench where you are. You'll rely on the paiskin that it's cheder lecheder. Have das when you're washing, that helps definitely also. Although really it shouldn't help over here because you're not eating bread in the second place anyway, but it can't hurt. So you have idas, the bench inside, and therefore lechatchila. We have all our lechatchilas. Again, I will really do a brief summary because I still have to tell you when to do the kol chamira. So I will tell the oilim, but now you all know what to do. You're gonna have your two. We're gonna do just to review very quickly. Two meals in the morning. We're gonna get up early. You want to use matzah shira for both of them, you could do like Ramesha says. You want to use bread, you'll have the limited amount of bread in your house. And then if you want to extend your meal even after the Zman Isser Achilas Chametz, when Mr. Karel says no problem, you could do that also. Just make sure that you're going to get rid of all your bread. You'll bench preferably where you washed. If not, you could bench inside. You could rely on the pesukim that say it's considered cheder lecheder. And the Shalashudis also have later on in the day fruits to be yitzah shita samachaber that you have to eat after chatzais, preferably daven mincha too. So this way, if you really should have an early mincha, then you should daven early mincha to satisfy those poiskim that Charles should. This is only after mincha, and then you did all your lechatchilas.